Hello, dear learners. Welcome to Exploring an Understanding of How Research Supports Yoga for Mental Health. Let's set forth on a journey of exploration, gently weaving the threads of research into the fabric of our own knowledge and skills. So whether you're a therapist, a teacher, or simply a seeker of knowledge, I invite you to embrace these moments with a sense of gentle curiosity and openness. I'm your host, Judy Thompson, and in today's segment, we will be exploring the publication, The Role of Meditation and Mindfulness in the Management of Polycystic Ovary Syndrome, a scoping review published May 2024 in the journal Frontiers in Endocrinology, authored by Vibhuti Rao, Alexia Pina, Annie James, Ashish Phadke, Janavi Grover, Ella Blindis, Needy Chutari, and Punith Kempagoda. Today, we're looking at a topic that affects millions of women worldwide: polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, its role in mental health, and how meditation and mindfulness can potentially be a resource of support. PCOS is a complex condition affecting approximately 10 to 13% of women globally, making it one of the most common endocrine disorders. While many are familiar with its physical symptoms, what often goes under-discussed is its significant impact on mental and emotional well-being. Women with PCOS frequently experience anxiety, depression, and reduced quality of life. These psychological symptoms aren't just side effects, they're internal symptoms of the condition. Although the exact cause of PCOS isn't fully understood, it can start at any age after puberty, but it most commonly develops in the late teens or early 20s. Some girls may notice symptoms soon after their first period, but others may not realize they have PCOS until later, often when they struggle with weight gain, hormonal imbalances, or fertility issues in their 20s or 30s. Since symptoms vary, many cases go undiagnosed for years. PCOS occurs when hormonal imbalances disrupt ovarian function, often leading to irregular periods, excessive hair growth, acne, weight gain, fertility issues, and metabolism issues. Living with PCOS can feel frustrating, overwhelming, and exhausting. The symptoms can affect self-esteem and body image. Many experience chronic fatigue, mood swings, anxiety, and depression, making daily life feel like an emotional roller coaster. The unpredictability of symptoms, along with fertility concerns, can lead to feelings of helplessness or isolation. For some, managing PCOS feels like a constant battle with their body, struggling to find treatments that work, while dealing with the pressure of looking or feeling normal. The lack of awareness and understanding from others often makes it even harder. Recent research has shown promising results in using meditation and mindfulness practices to help women with PCOS manage both their physical symptoms and psychological well-being. Today, we'll explore the scientific evidence behind these interventions and understand how they're changing PCOS management. A comprehensive review of 14 clinical trials involving over 700 participants has shown promising results across multiple aspects of PCOS management. These studies implemented various forms of meditation practices, from traditional approaches like Raja Yoga meditation and Yoga Nidra to contemporary mindfulness-based stress reduction programs. 11 out of 14 trials focused on mental health outcomes, consistently showing significant improvements in anxiety, depression, and stress levels among participants. Women who engaged in regular meditation practice reported feeling better equipped to handle the emotional challenges that often accompany PCOS. Research on physical health markers in PCOS reveals notable trends. 9 studies examined body composition and metabolic health, with some showing significant improvements in weight management and BMI, while others had more modest results. This suggests that the impact of meditation practices may depend on factors like program duration and individual commitment. Reproductive health was also a focus, with women in meditation programs reporting more regular menstrual cycles, and some studies showing lower testosterone levels and improved hormonal balance. However, since reproductive outcomes were studied less extensively than psychological benefits, more research is needed to confirm these findings. Quality of life measurements assessed in 7 trials showed consistent positive changes. Women reported feeling more in control of their condition and experienced better overall well-being. The studies used standardized assessment tools like the polycystic ovary syndrome quality of life scale, providing reliable measures of these improvements. What's particularly encouraging is how these benefits appear to complement conventional medical treatments. The research suggests that meditation and mindfulness can work alongside standard PCOS treatments, potentially enhancing their effectiveness. This integrative approach may offer women more comprehensive support in managing their condition. Looking at specific psychological benefits, anxiety reduction stands out as a consistent finding across multiple studies. Women who participated in mindfulness-based stress reduction programs reported feeling less overwhelmed by their PCOS diagnosis and better able to handle day-to-day challenges. These improvements were measured using validated tools, showing measurable decreases in anxiety levels. Depression, another common challenge for women with PCOS, also showed meaningful improvement through meditation practices and demonstrated that regular meditation practice helped lift mood and reduce depressive symptoms. Participants reported feeling more optimistic about managing their condition and experienced greater emotional stability. Stress management is perhaps one of the most significant benefits observed. The perceived stress scale used in several studies showed substantial reductions in perceived stress levels among women practicing meditation. This is important because stress can exacerbate PCOS symptoms, creating a challenging cycle that meditation helps to break. The psychological tools used to measure these improvements provide evidence of the benefits, which appear to be long-lasting. While some improvements were noticed within weeks of starting meditation practice, studies with longer follow-up periods showed that these benefits persisted and often deepened over time. This suggests that meditation and mindfulness can serve as sustainable tools for emotional regulation and psychological well-being. Women also reported improvements in their overall emotional resilience. They felt better equipped to handle the ups and downs of living with PCOS, and many developed a more accepting and compassionate relationship with themselves. This emotional resilience often translated into better adherence to other aspects of PCOS management, including lifestyle modifications and medical treatments. The research also indicates that group-based meditation programs offered additional benefits through peer support and shared experiences. Women found comfort in knowing they weren't alone in their struggles, and the group setting provided motivation and accountability for maintaining their practice. These psychological improvements weren't isolated benefits. They often catalyzed positive changes in other areas of PCOS management. As mental health improved, women reported feeling more motivated to maintain healthy lifestyle habits, better equipped to handle social situations, and more confident in advocating for their healthcare needs. Lifestyle modifications also seem to play a role in managing PCOS, but making and maintaining these changes can be challenging. This is where mindfulness practices have shown potential as a supporting tool for sustainable lifestyle changes. When we look at weight management, which is often a primary concern for women with PCOS, mindfulness practices offer unique benefits. Research has shown that mindful eating techniques can help women develop a healthier relationship with food. Studies have demonstrated that women who practice mindfulness report reduced food cravings, particularly for sweets and carbohydrates. This is important because PCOS can often lead to intense cravings that make dietary compliance difficult. Through mindfulness, women indicated that they learned to observe these cravings without immediately acting on them, creating space for more thoughtful food choices. Beyond eating behaviors, mindfulness supports overall lifestyle changes by helping women stay present and focused on their health goals. The practice encourages non-judgmental awareness, which is particularly valuable when dealing with setbacks or challenges in the lifestyle modification journey. Instead of becoming discouraged by temporary setbacks, women learn to view them as natural parts of the process. Physical activity, another crucial aspect of PCOS management, also benefits from mindfulness integration. Women who practice mindfulness report greater body awareness and appreciation, which often translates into more consistent exercise habits. The mindful approach helps them focus on how movement makes them feel rather than solely on weight loss or appearance goals. The evidence is particularly strong for psychological benefits, with numerous studies showing improvements in anxiety, depression, and stress levels. These mental health benefits alone make meditation and mindfulness worth considering as part of a comprehensive PCOS management strategy. Perhaps most importantly, mindfulness helps women develop self-compassion and resilience as they work on lifestyle modifications. Rather than viewing changes as restrictions, they tend to learn to approach them as acts of self-care. This shift in perspective makes lifestyle modifications more sustainable and enjoyable rather than feeling unachievable. The research shows that mindfulness-based interventions contribute to better adherence to lifestyle modifications over time. This is particularly important because many women struggle to maintain lifestyle changes long-term. The self-awareness and emotional regulation skills developed through mindfulness practice help women navigate the challenges and stresses that might otherwise derail their progress. Sleep quality, which affects both weight management and hormonal balance, also improves with regular mindfulness practice. Women report better sleep patterns and reduced insomnia, which supports their overall health goals and makes it easier to maintain healthy lifestyle habits during waking hours. As we've seen in the research, meditation and mindfulness offer significant benefits for overall health and well-being, particularly in relation to PCOS. We now turn to the different types of meditation and their unique mechanisms. Each approach engages the mind differently, influencing focus, awareness, and even neurological activity. Several meditation practices were utilized across studies. These included Raja Yoga meditation and Yoga Nidra type meditation. Mantra meditation was incorporated into holistic yoga therapy, alongside asana and pranayama practices and mindful yoga. The mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR program was used in some studies, alongside mindfulness-based activities, such as mindful eating and a mindfulness-based healthy lifestyle self-management program. Intervention durations varied, ranging from 10 minutes to 2.5 hours per session, with study durations spanning 4 to 16 weeks. Most interventions were led by trained therapists, with some offering different meditation durations. The meditations offered fall into different types of categories, including focused attention meditation, which is a technique that involves directing concentration toward a single object, such as the breath, a sound, or a visual point. It serves as mental training to enhance focus, requiring practitioners to gently redirect their attention whenever distractions arise. Open monitoring meditation is another method that promotes broad awareness of thoughts, emotions, and sensations as they naturally arise. The goal is to cultivate non-reactive observation, fostering clarity and emotional regulation. Automatic self-transcending is another form of meditation that facilitates a transition beyond active thought into a state of pure awareness and deep relaxation. Research indicates that each meditation type produces distinct brainwave activity, alpha-1 waves for self-transcending, beta and gamma waves for focused attention, and theta waves for open monitoring. Mindfulness, which is rooted in Buddhist traditions, has been widely adopted in contemporary well-being practices. Defined by Jon Kabat-Zinn as purposeful present moment awareness without judgment, mindfulness can be cultivated through formal meditation or integrated into daily life to enhance emotional resilience and overall mental health. These practices aren't just ancient traditions. They've been standardized into modern therapeutic approaches. The Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program, developed in 1979, and Mindfulness-Based Cognitive Therapy are prime examples of how these ancient wisdom practices have been adapted for contemporary healthcare settings. What makes these practices valuable is their ability to enhance both cognitive and emotional functioning. They work by helping individuals develop better attention regulation, emotional awareness, and stress management skills. And these skills are relevant for managing chronic conditions like PCOS, where stress and emotional well-being play such crucial roles in overall health outcomes. The use of different meditation techniques across studies does make it difficult to determine which practices work best for specific PCOS symptoms. As research on meditation and mindfulness in PCOS continues to grow, there are still important areas to explore to help maximize their impact. A key challenge is the lack of standardization in meditation and mindfulness protocols. With variations in session length, frequency, and techniques, comparing study results is difficult. Clear guidelines are needed to determine what works best for specific PCOS symptoms. While mindfulness and meditation show improvement in mental well-being and lifestyle factors, their effects on fertility and menstrual regularity need further research, especially since many women seek PCOS treatment for reproductive concerns. Future research should consider tracking of both physical and psychological factors. This includes regular assessments of stress, anxiety, depression, and quality of life, alongside traditional PCOS markers like hormone levels and metabolic parameters. Additionally, being able to identify the mechanisms of how mindfulness and meditation interventions impact PCOS at a physiological level could help optimize these practices and integrate them more effectively with conventional treatments. For healthcare providers, several key recommendations emerge. First, therapists or teachers should be properly trained and certified in the specific mindfulness or meditation techniques they offer. Second, programs should be tailored to the unique challenges of PCOS, addressing concerns like body image and emotional eating. Finally, tracking adherence and engagement, including attendance, home practice, and barriers to participation, can help refine these programs to better support long-term client success. As we conclude our discussion on meditation and mindfulness for PCOS, we see that these practices offer valuable support for both physical and emotional well-being. Research shows they can serve as effective complementary treatments, helping women manage the complex challenges of PCOS in a more holistic way. What makes meditation and mindfulness interventions valuable is their accessibility, cost-effectiveness, and minimal risk of adverse effects. These practices can be integrated into daily life and adapted to suit individual needs and preferences. Whether through formal meditation programs, mindfulness-based stress reduction, or simple mindful breathing exercises, there are multiple ways for women with PCOS to incorporate these practices into their lives. Meditation and mindfulness are not meant to replace conventional medical treatments, but rather to complement them by providing additional tools for managing PCOS symptoms and improving overall quality of life. As research continues to evolve, we can only hope to see even deeper insights into how these ancient practices can benefit modern healthcare approaches to PCOS management. Thank you to the authors and publisher for all of the research within this important study. The role of meditation and mindfulness in the management of polycystic ovary syndrome, a scoping review. For those eager to continue exploring or for anyone seeking more in-depth information, additional resources and supplementary materials can be accessed within the links provided in the episode description. As we end our time together, remember to embrace and witness the beauty of life and within shared experience. Be the thread that creates compassion and curiosity for others. Thank you for joining me on this journey in learning how research supports yoga and integrative practices for mental health and well-being. May you find and share beauty and peace on your journey toward wellness.